cold beer and remote control from our in-studio guest this week, Indigo Girls.
Let's go to some of the other guests that I assume came out of the Lilith experience. Joan Osborne, Sheryl Crow, Michelle and Deggie Ocello.
Yeah.
New friends meeting on Lilith, or did you know them before?
No. I mean, we're aware of all of them, obviously. We're big fans of theirs. But no, well, we met them on Lilith, and that's how we got to know them. And actually, Joan and Michelle were down with us in Cuba. We did a sort of cultural exchange where we went down to Cuba for a week this past March. And we got hooked up with other Cuban musicians, drew names out of hats, ended up writing songs together, and then did a show and had a whole sort of immersion in the Cuban culture. And those two women were down there, and so we got to know them even better. At that point, you know, we asked Joan, we're going to be making a record at this time, and would you come sing with it? And she's like, yeah, just call me. Mm-hmm. And Michelle, you know, she's awesome. So we, that's all that happened is really the time came to make the record, and we gave them a call, and they were into it.
You brought up the Cuban experience. You know, I have heard about a lot of songwriter retreats, the one at Miles Copeland's castle and you know, some Irish retreats, and I heard from a lot of people who have gone to these things. This sounds like a very different thing. This is really, truly a cultural exchange.
Yeah, I mean, we got to Cuba, and what it is that they have the non-Cubans are in one area, and the Cubans are another area, and they everybody puts, like, their name in the hat, and it's a lottery, and you get put with somebody to write. And the emphasis is supposed to be to showcase more of the Cuban talent. Sometimes that got lost, to tell you the truth. I mean, I think it's a better one of most of those things, because I think it does work to a certain degree. After a certain amount of time, people started to get to know each other, and you sort of, outside of the lottery, you can go and sort of start working with people, and it's just, it's all up to the individual to be motivated enough, I think, to get that cultural exchange out of it, because you can also just go down there and do nothing and get away with it. And so for us, you know, it's you have to be kind of brave, though, because there's a language barrier, but I heard some people that just blew me away, you know, and if you haven't heard it, you know, if you haven't seen someone in that, from that musical genre play and stuff, you really should, because it's mind-blowing, you know. I could never play like that, and I wouldn't even try, you know. I think what they were trying to keep from happening also was people exploiting the Cuban musician experience, you know, because the Cubans, you have to go through a lot of loopholes for them to actually get any money out of what they do to help you out, and which is because of our, you know, stupid embargo. That's a very weird political situation, but, you know, we tried to see as much as we could and learn as much as we could about both sides of the issue, and it was good.